Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
A person so annoying, they can ruin a night you spent hundreds of dollars on.
Who's this?
Well, they know what they're doing, Tom.
Okay.
Right? They have the experience. They've been doing this since you were crapping yellow, son.
Oh, wow.
When you come across this person at a concert, it's a nightmare. And it was enough for someone in this room experiencing it for the first time ever to be chased out of the seats.
Really?
They were super excited to be sitting.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You had quite the experience over the week.
What happened?
Yeah, my husband and I, we went off to see the Black Keys over the weekend concert.
You familiar?
I have no idea.
It's like you don't want to be a full-blown music rock hipster. This is like... you don't want to do heroin.
Kind of an in between, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll do methadone.
So what kind of music is it?
No.
Yeah.
I'm a lonely boy. You know, no, you wouldn't. Go ahead, Kimmy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I don't think you would. Anyways, so we get to our seats. We splurge a little bit on the seats. You know, nothing crazy, but like a decent seat. You know, so the concert starts, and well, actually, this was the opener. So the opener's playing, and The guy standing behind us, I'm assuming he was with like his family. So he had like a couple kids there, his wife and, you know, some other family member. And so the family we were sitting next to, the dad in the family was really, really tall. So this guy taps on this dude's shoulder.
Now, you don't know this other guy.
Don't know this other guy.
You don't know anybody else
don't
but your
husband.
Don't
know anybody else. I'm just watching this interaction between the guy behind me and the guy sitting
tall
in front
dude.
Of his, yeah, his family. And he's trying to rearrange the group next to us so that everybody can see by height.
Wait, but that's not his group.
It's not his group.
He's asking the group ahead of him.
He's asking the group ahead of him, I guess, so this guy can move so maybe his kid can see better. But he's trying to arrange them by height so
that
everybody has a better view. You are 100% correct. Thank you.
So how does that...
So, I mean, listen, to the guy that's sitting next to his credit, he was cool about it. He's like, yeah, no problem. We'll move around for you. And, you know, that was that. Which I thought, you know, maybe was the end of the bossiness going on behind me.
Okay.
Oh, no, buddy. So, this I can hear him talking to the people around him. He's trying to, like, make friends, right? Like, he's acting like he's cool guy. But you can tell he's doing this because something else is coming.
Oh.
So the concert starts, and we're getting into the concert a little bit. But you know how it kind of, there's highs and lows. Like, it'll slow down a little bit.
Yeah, because it's like, how'd you do it?
Everyone knows that song.
Yeah.
I'm a lonely boy. I'm a lonely boy. Oh, oh, oh.
So that's great.
You got a word to keep me waiting.
You can have my seat.
Go ahead, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
For the most part, because it is a high energy show, yeah. Everybody's standing. Pretty much everybody's standing. There's nobody sitting right now until it slows down and people, that's their bathroom break,
yeah.
Or they decide to take a breather and sit. But nobody in front of us is sitting, so we continue to stand until I feel a tap on my shoulder.
No.
And he goes, you know, are you guys sit? He asked if we were sitting here. And we're like, probably not. No, I'm kind of like brushing him off because the concert's going on. And he goes, well, you know, if you should tell the people in front of you to sit and then tell them to tell the people in front of them to sit. He's
chain
trying
reaction.
To boss around the entire section.
Oh, my God.
Because he wants to take a break and sit. It was to the point where, like, we weren't going to say anything. Like, this isn't worth, like, an argument or a fight with this dude. So we found, actually, like, another area where nobody was sitting, and we went and sat over
so
there.
So he chased you out of your seats?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
what did you spend on those seats to see the Black Keys?
My husband bought them. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it was more than we would normally spend on a concert, because we wanted decent seats.
And this guy annoyed you so much, he chased you out of
them. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he did.
All right.
I just didn't want to talk to him anymore.
I don't want to
be polite anymore. But yeah, he was trying to get like us to tell the people in front of us to sit, so then they could tell the people in front of them to sit, and it would have gone on for like eight rows.
He's trying to run the whole section.
Yeah.
Okay. The concert commando.
Yeah.
Is one of the worst kinds of people that exist in the world, and every concert you go to, there are a handful of concert commandos in the crowd. They are lurking somewhere.
Yeah.
And you can only hope and pray that you don't lose the seat lottery and get sat next to, in front of, or behind.
I didn't know this was a thing that people would do.
Bro,
yeah, like
you
said,
know
I
these
have
guys.
Never experienced it before, but I do know people that would complain about something.
I mean, I'm
like
a short
this.
Guy. I can't see a goddamn thing, but I'm not going to start, hey, sit down.
No, but it's not just the stand up, sit down. Mm-hmm. It's the, are we singing, are we not singing? I'm going to start telling you facts about the band, even though I don't know anything. Well, turns out the thing that you said, oh, you like this song? Well, it kind of shows, you know, the older stuff. Blah, 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 blah.
So you got the talker, the dancer.
The know-it-all.
The know-it-all, the stander.
Okay.
And the boss.
So let's break this down.
All right.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. The concert commando is annoying. Is he the most annoying person at the concert? Because you bring up the singer.
Yeah.
Is the concert commando more annoying than the person next to you that wants to sing along with every song there?
Yeah, that's annoying. Yes, yeah, because nobody can sing.
Well, yeah, but
nobody can sing.
Okay, so you would rather have the concert.
I don't mind somebody having a good time.
Okay, but like, Kimmy, you know
it's
what
annoying,
I mean. No,
but I get, like, you're into it. You're not affecting me.
No, right. but the guy on stage
okay, the
is
singing might affect me.
But the guy on the stage is singing, so you don't have to.
Okay.
See, that's all covered by the band that I paid to hear. Now I got to hear heavy act.
Oh, they're from Long Island.
Oh, you know it.
They're all those Long Island women always singing along with everybody.
God, they all sing, man.
No, like it sucks because I want someone to be able to have fun at this concert, and I get that singing along is part of like having the experience. But to your point, if I'm hearing you out of one ear and the concert I pay for out of the other,
you're not getting the experience.
Okay, so concert commando or singer, Kimmy, which one is more annoying?
The concert commando, because I'm forced to have an interaction.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm being told what to do.
So he's still there. All right. Is the concert commando worse than the concert dancer?
Oh, God.
Standing next to you, swaying, jumping around.
The concert dancer, to me, is great people watching.
But if they're right next to you, they're going to invade your space.
Go ahead.
They may also try and get you in on the dance, too. Come on! Come on!
I put the concert dancer the least annoying out of those things.
And you can't dance, man.
Boy, that's not how you're supposed to say it. That's not how Phil Collins laid it out.
How do you say
it? Can't dance.
Dancing sucks. It is good people watching.
Yeah.
For a moment or two.
All right, so if we're going to power rank what we have so far, you have the concert commando, you have the sing-along, you have the dancer. Tommy, which is the worst so far? The Alabama, well, not anymore.
I got to give it to Kimmy, the guy that I actually have to interact with.
Tapping on my shoulder.
Yeah, shut up.
Questions.
Yeah.
All right, so concert commando, worst so far. Then is it dancer or singer? Which one's worse?
I'm going to go dancer than singer.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy got stuck in front of a concert commando at the Black Keys show over the weekend. Guy would not shut up, trying to move people around in front of him. You know, he's been to these shows, man. He's an old soul. I know what I'm doing. Just follow my lead, guys. 252 WCMF, a man who has seen a concert or two in his time.
Oh, really?
That'd be Jeremy. He's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Well, I was on hold. Tommy went, wah, wah. It's like the West Side mating call. Half of them just perked up. Tommy, in that outfit, are you trying up for Cocoon 2, the reunion? What's happening?
Jeremy, not to be that guy, but I think there already was a Cocoon 2.
All right, well, Cocoon, whatever the last one is, plus one. How about that?
Okay, all right.
God damn it. Now I forget what I was going to say.
You got to know your Cocoon facts if you're going to come in the break room.
Yeah, I guess so. I need to be prepared.
Well, look, you're a guy that you go to a lot of shows. You're a big music fan. You're also kind of a guy that I think Tommy believes is a know-it-all.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy's a know-it-all.
Yeah.
Are you concert?
But I'm not.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. No, I am there for me to enjoy music. You do you, as long as you're not really interfering with me or, you know, causing me pain or whatnot. I don't care. Do your thing. Like, what I was going to say was, did this guy seriously think that he was going to get somewhere?
But he did.
Like, a game of telephone? You tell this guy to tell this guy to tell this guy. This is asinine. Like, I don't understand where this guy was coming
but
from.
But it kind of worked because Kimmy and her husband left.
And here's the thing, Jeremy.
Yeah, you probably got more of a view.
Like, you being in this, like, you know, you've been going to concerts. We've talked to you for
many,
all these years.
Many
but,
years.
You know, the Penny, all the old stuff. Mm-hmm. I see you at Jazz Fest, you know, going to the shows. Jeremy, you know there is that guy in the crowd who has been in the scene for long enough where he feels like he can do no wrong.
That guy.
He's that guy.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's funny that I was also going to say, like Kimmy said, almost every concert I've been to, there's empty seats somewhere. And, you know, if you're a third of the way in and nobody's moving around and you're having trouble, get up and go sit there. I mean, it sucks. It might be a worse seat than you paid for, but you're still there.
That's fun.
You're probably having a better time.
Well, but it also, Jeremy, you don't get to take a hold of the CMAX stand your seat law, which means you do not have to leave. You can get right in that guy's face afterwards.
You know, you may be onto something because I'm thinking that happens more times than you realize. Joking or not. So, all right, Dickolonis, have a good day.
Dickolonis.
Very
Italian. Newest pasta in all the West Side restaurants.
There's one guy I can't stand, too, when you're getting ready to leave. It's Direction Guy. He knows a way to get out of here quicker.
Well, no, that's a good
I hate
guy.
That guy.
No, you're usually with that guy.
No, but I'm not going to trust some guy. I don't know how to get out of here.
No, that guy.
That's every guy.
That guy, just listen to me and I'll get
you out
of here.
You got to go out of this gate over here.
Yes.
Nobody uses that gate. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know the gate nobody uses.
No, he's right. And, bro, I do this.
You are that guy.
Yes, I am that guy and I'm giving you valuable information.
That is, you're annoying.
No, you're annoying for not listening. Just follow me, man.
And here's the problem. Because when you first stand up, you can't, like, immediately get out. So now you're just stuck next to him on top of that. So, like, now you're, like, buddies. You bonded. Now we're just standing. Sucks.
Okay, he's trying to help you out. What a dick.
No, this is you.
Yes, because I'm cool.
You be the dick.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on a T-shirt.
252 WCMF. Kimmy got stuck in front of a concert boss at the Black Keys show over the weekend, telling people, sit down, stand up, move this way. He doesn't know these people.
No.
He's been here for a while. He knows how this stuff works. We're talking about the most annoying person in the crowd at a concert. We talked about the concert boss. We talked about the dancer.
Yeah.
We talked about the singer. Mike says there's one we're forgetting about. He's on CMF. Hey, Mikey, what's up?
Hey, Debbie. I do a lot of shows, and what we're noticing the last couple of years in high frequency is the groups that won't shut up.
Good catch.
There's a couple people there that are actually into the show, but the rest of them just decide to talk and talk over the show. I don't know how they get that loud. They do.
Okay, so, Mike, you bring this up. Like, one of the best parts about CMAC and Darien Lake, Tommy, is that you can find a lot of shows with unbelievably affordable tickets, which is great to go see a show.
Fantastic.
What sucks about that
is,
like Mike says, it draws people that are just there to be social with one friend who wants to see that show.
Yes.
So you're right. You get these people talking over the concert you paid to see.
Yeah, it just baffles me. You see, like, the dancing's annoying. The singing's annoying, but at least I can, like, pull myself back and be like, at least they're having a good time. It's their thing. You know, they're here, whatever. But the ones that are talking or bossing, it's like, you know, those are the new level of annoyingness.
But what if I want to tell somebody a funny joke?
Are you doing the funny? See, yeah, you're describing Tommy now, because I tried to, when we went to go see Ringo at CMAC, I wanted to enjoy the show, and you said, man, let me tell you about this. That's what I
was just Ringo slander.
You're a bitch. Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. It is weird how concerts have now become social events for people that don't even like the band.
So they're just casual. They just want to go to They just go to a show because it's a show.
Or, like, because, one, like he said, like, one or two people in this group of five friends like this band. Like, expensive concert tickets aren't good unless it keeps those people out of the concert.
Like, so it changes the way the a-holes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy hit a nerve here, man.
Yeah, I guess so.
We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. We got a ton of people waiting on hold. Kevin had a similar experience to Kimmy.
Hmm.
He's on CMF. Hey, Kevo, how are you, buddy?
Hey, not bad, Pat. So we were at the old Rolfe Stadium this past summer.
Okay.
Saw George Strait.
Yeah.
And everybody pays the same price per seating, correct? So this guy behind us, now it was me and my girlfriend, her daughter, and my daughter. And her daughter's, you know, a little bit bigger girl. And this guy behind us was complaining. And all of a sudden, she gets a tap on the shoulder, and the guy shows her a picture of his view.
Oh,
it's
my
her
God.
Back.
No, oh, my God.
No.
And I'm like, I just stayed my cool, man. And she's like, you know, what do I do? I mean, she's like 22. And I'm like, just stand there. Enjoy the show.
Oh, that would be hard to keep your cool. I mean, that's a dick move.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a better man than I am, Kevin.
Yeah. I'm half of age as freaking Tommy, but, you know, I can't be. I'm broken too, so I didn't want to get into a fight.
He must be on parole because I'm jumping in on that one. Kevin, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Holy.
Yeah.
Oh!
What a dick.
Where do you get the nerve to do that?
That's a country show. Things are just a little different.
Well, look, I hear there's proper good people at them country shows.
Oh, there is.
Not rude.
Yeah.
Bro, that phone, at minimum, that phone's getting smashed.
Right?
At minimum. And here, give me your Venmo. I'll catch you next week, but I'm smashing that effing phone. Oh, my God, I'd lose my crap. I'm mad now. I don't even know Kevin.
I'm mad for Kevin, yeah.
That's a hell of a move.
252-WCMF. We're getting some more folks arguing for annoying people.
Oh.
For example, B. Fideli writes us. The concert air drummer. It's brutal. It's like being next to a person with Tourette's.
So they're doing the air guitar, air drums.
Playing the instruments.
Air instrument next to you?
Usually it's guitar normally. I've never heard of the air drums.
No.
No, I do
that
a lot of
air
drums.
It does seem like it could get a little dangerous. Those seats are tight, yeah.
By the way, quick sidebar. I had something direct advertised to me on Instagram the other day that I think would buy. It's pointless. It's a symbol for your car. For when you're air drumming on the steering wheel.
That sounds annoying.
It's a hi-hat. Ping, ping. So you get the hi-hat and you get the crash cymbal. And I think I'm going to get them.
And your car.
Well, yeah, because I am a big steering wheel drummer.
Oh.
And if I add the cymbals, it's going to annoy the hell out of my wife, but I think it might
be. And your kids, man.
Ah, screw them. You want to go to hockey? Get in the car. Watch me play drums. 252-WCMF. Rick brings up the cell phone dicks that are recording the show instead of watching it. That is a rough one.
I never understand why.
You're never going to watch it.
Yeah. Like, are you recording it for yourself?
And it's going to sound
terrible. It's not going to sound the same. I mean, I guess go for it if you want to, but I don't know who it's for.
It's for their social media to show where they're.
But you're never going to post the whole show.
Are they just running it, hoping something goes wrong, and then they have it?
Oh, good question.
See?
Oh, could be.
Well, it's like I told you. My brother Ryan went to go see Heart at CMAC. Must have been the day before you. And... Todd Rundgren opened for him.
Yeah.
And he tripped over an amp and went down on his back.
Oh, yeah.
And if he had his phone running, I would have begged him, please give me that
clip.
Yeah,
so maybe you're just doing it just for some action.
All right, well, in that case, I kind of understand.
Okay.
252-WCMF. We'll take one more. Kimmy gets stuck in front of a concert boss at the Black Keys concert, a guy that was so demanding and so annoying, he forced them out of their seats that they paid money for.
I don't want to deal with this. We'll find an open spot.
Chris has got the last word on CMF. Hey, Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Hey, I was at that concert, and I was standing next to somebody, and things were cool at first, and next thing you know, when it started, somebody thought it was Tourette's, but, like, absolute insanity, head bobbing, arms flying, screaming, yelling, and, like, to the point, the guy on the other side of her had to, like, put his arms up so he didn't get hit. I got hit in the head, and I was at one point, I'm just like, are you okay? And she was like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just enjoying it. And it's like, I get it. You're having fun. But at some point, when is enough enough? And it's like, Jesus Christ, But the plot twist is she freaking came with me. And I was like, you got to stop. And I was, I hadn't seen this person in a while, and I don't think I'll be seeing her again anytime soon, you know? That was bad.
I know you're trying to have fun, but we need to have government-sanctioned appropriate fun for everybody
so
this in this aisle.
A stranger, you knew this person.
Were you on a date with this chick?
Oh, yeah, kind of, sort of. We hadn't seen each other in a while, and I don't know, man. That I think we're done on that part. But it was just, I was kind of like embarrassed because she hit me, and I had to back up. And I'm like, you know, I think, you know, I get it. You want to have fun. Have fun at the show, but God, Jesus, man.
How about that?
Jesus.
You know, how about that? She danced her way out of Chris's pants. How about that?
Chris, 100%.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I'm sorry, Kim. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was going to say the same thing. If you're with that person, are you kind of responsible for them?
Yes.
Because
if I was with
tap people in front of us on the shoulder guy, I'd be like, hey, cut it out. Be cool. I don't know how these people are going
to
react.
Right.
No, I'm with you. If my wife, let's say we go to a show and she, I don't know, has a couple of too many drinks and she's dancing and hitting people, it is my responsibility to put my arm around her and be like, I love you. I got to distract you so you don't keep doing this and annoying everybody. It's on you.
Yeah, it is.
So Chris really dropped the ball there. Way to go, dick.
Control your wife.
Or girl you haven't seen in
a while. Girl you haven't seen in a long time.
Trying to sleep with. Take a break.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Look, I know you think that buying a lottery ticket.
What?
Your mic's off. Everyone is broken because of what just happened.
There's a part about that song coming into what we're looking at right now.
Oh, definitely the sad man. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 to be said. No, I didn't realize what you had put on as I was looking at my phone and then look up at you. I know you think that the lottery is like a tax on the stupid and that you will never buy a lottery ticket in your life. So
I'm not a gambling guy.
Okay, which is weird in that outfit. That being said, I got the horse right here. My name is Tom Mulay. I got no jokes and I'm ugly. Last night, nobody won the Powerball.
The Mega Balls.
So nobody has actually won the Powerball since May 31st.
Oh, my God. So it's got a full season?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which means the
$1 trillion.
Well, on Saturday night, September 6th, the jackpot for this Powerball will be $1.7 billion.
God damn.
$1.7 billion.
When you say that number out loud, it sounds scary. It's like, I'm afraid of that much money.
I'm afraid of $1.7 billion. So if you were to take a lump sum after taxes, I believe.
Oh, what about the taxes, Pat?
That is so
gotta
much.
Account for the taxes.
That is so much money.
Yeah.
You would still take home $770.3 $1 million.
Yes.
Now, you'd lose $1 billion, but that's still more money than you can spend in a lifetime.
Like, I don't even know what you do. So let's say you're a regular Joe and you hit by yourself, and you now have $700 million, let's just say. Where do I put it? Because I can't walk to my bank where I have my checking account and go, yeah, I just want to deposit all this money in it. Where do you put it?
All right, so here's what you do. Everyone knows when you walk into a bank, the sign says they're FDIC insured up to $250,000. Right. So you just have to go to 90,000 banks, right? Yeah. Are there enough banks in the world?
Every bank on the East Coast.
Seriously, for me to put $250,000 in each?
Yeah, where do you park it?
That's a great question.
Because they're going to hand it to you. You got to put it somewhere.
So then is that why you take the payments? Because there's just not enough, there's no place to put that money?
I'm guessing.
Like, I don't even know who to trust finance. Like, if I win this money, who do I call?
You would need some high-end advisor. Because think about it. You're
where do
now,
I find that
today,
guy?
Today,
you're now a corporation, technically.
Yeah. You are worth you're worth three times what Kodak is in cash right now.
Yeah.
No exaggeration.
Right.
I wonder when you win if they kind of have suggestions for you. Like, you don't have to hire this person to help you figure this out, but this is what we suggest you
maybe
do.
Maybe they do.
Because, like, there are people that I'm sure get handed that money and have no idea where to start.
It's a good question. Because, yeah, like, I mean, when you talk about financial people that we know, they're all bookies.
Yeah, pretty much. You'd have to go to the richest person you know and ask them who handles your money and hope they're right.
Yes. And by the way, the richest person you know is nowhere close to the person you would need to handle the money that you have coming
in here. But that's your circle of people.
All right. So this will be, on Saturday night, the third largest jackpot in American history. It trails a 2023 $1.65 billion jackpot in October of 2023. And then in 2022, the highest jackpot ever was a $2.04 billion jackpot.
Here's what you do. I got it.
He's going to figure it out. Yeah.
Go to the Bills game.
Okay.
Go all the way down to the railing.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, where do you put your money? Ooh. Is he the richest guy you're ever going
to
meet?
No, you're right. So you'd have to buy an avocado and a nut farm.
Okay. Done. Now I'm rich.
But no, but I don't.
I got all the avocados I can eat, and the nuts.
No, that's it.
You would actually enjoy that, though.
Oh, I would.
I wonder. You know, that's funny. I wonder if you went to Josh.
Yeah.
Like just Josh.
Who's your boy?
I just want $750 million cash. What do I do?
Just say, who's your guy?
Give me a card. Yeah, because that guy would love Josh forever.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, but all those athletes also get ripped off all the time from their advisors.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to trust an athlete.
Yeah, but then I get on like a 30 for 30.
No, because you weren't in the NFL.
He's stupid with money.
All right, you've never bought a lottery ticket.
No.
Will you do it on Saturday?
Oh, hell no. I'm not going to do that, man. Shut down with a bunch of suckers.
Yeah.
I ain't going to win nothing.
$10 for a chance.
And
trust me,
the last thing you want to have happen is me hitting the lottery. You think this shirt's allowed?
I would assume you'd quit your job. That's what I want.
Oh,
you.
No, I'm coming in.
Every day.
Coming in every day.
Kimmy?
He'd buy the show.
You don't need $770 billion.
No, you don't. Pretty cheap, actually.
Are you buying a ticket?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Oh, she's dying to get out of here.
I'm dying for $1 billion. It's nothing to do with the job.
But you don't spend.
T-shirt. What?
You're not a flash chick.
Yeah, because I don't have flashy money to spend. If I had $1 billion, I'm going to spend it. Not
but you're not like a shopper.
Again.
You're an eater.
I'd buy all the
you're
snacks.
You're a known eater.
She is snack queen.
Yeah. Oh, snack queen from New Orleans, baby.
Which, by the way, I think
Kim should actually write that soon.
I'm pretty sure
you look like you wrote that tune in that outfit.
Born by the bathroom. Oh, I gotta go so bad.
You better be nice to me, because if I win, I'm not getting you any.
You're not gonna give me anything anyway.
What are you gonna
man?
Spend it on? Chips.
Just so everybody knows.
You don't decorate your house.
Your odds, how would you know? Your odds of winning the Powerball jackpot on Saturday night.
Yeah, what's the slims?
Are 1 in 292 million.
Okay, so pretty good.
to put that in perspective, your odds of being struck by lightning this year are less than 1 in a million.
I don't get rich people that play.
It's fun. Why not?
You're already rich, man. Yeah. It's like rubbing
you're
it in.
You're just going to piss people off when you win.
Well, who's that former NFL player who won the lottery twice? Dexter Manley? No, that was a guy who couldn't read. Did he also win the lottery twice?
He may have.
Forward, could you Google real quick before you go?
He hit it twice?
There is a former Dallas Cowboy who won the lottery twice.
Damn. And I know
we will all sit here patiently until Kimmy finishes.
And I also know that I got hit 8 times.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Wrote a book about
Hollywood Henderson.
Ah, Hollywood Henderson hit twice?
He hit the lottery twice, yes.
That dude's story is insane. Take that out of it.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.